Genesis chapter 50. And Joseph fell upon his father's face and wept upon him and kissed him. This is when Jacob has died. But Jacob has said, bury me in the land of Canaan with Abraham and Isaac. So they must surely have had the hope of resurrection. Joseph commanded his servants, the doctors, to embalm his father. That means they wrapped him in various special kinds of ointments, etc. And 40 days were fulfilled for him, for that is the days taken to embalm him. And then the Egyptians wept for him 70 days. When the days of weeping were over, Joseph spoke to the house of Pharaoh, saying, if I have found grace in your eyes, please speak in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, my father made me promise, saying, I'm dying, but in my grave which I digged in the land of Canaan, there you shall bury me. So let me go up, I pray you, and bury my father, and I will come again. Pharaoh said, go up and bury your father according as he made you promise. Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and the elders of the land of Egypt, all the family of Joseph and his brothers and his father's family. Only their little ones and their flocks and their herds they left in the land of Goshen. And they went up with him chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company. So, as we said in the last chapter, the hope that Jacob had was the hope of Israel, the hope of resurrection from the dead when Jesus comes back. And although he was living there in Egypt, probably he was better off in Egypt than he ever had been. He wasn't living probably in a tent, but in a nice house with all the latest technology and wealth all around him. But he said, my heart is not here in all this wealth. My heart is in Canaan or Israel. That's the land I was promised to have forever. That's where my heart is. Don't bury me here, but bury me there. And that's how it should be with us, whether we're rich or poor, however life goes, that in our hearts we should be there in the hope of the kingdom, and that's what we want. So they went up with him, chariots and horsemen, a great company, and they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond the Jordan River. And there they cried with a great lamentation, and he made a mourning for his father there for 7 days. When the people who lived in the land, the Canaanites, saw this mourning at Atad, they said, this is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians. And so they called the place Abel Mizraim, which means the weeping of the Egyptians. Now, Joseph and his family were not Egyptians. They were Hebrews, or Israelites, the people of Jacob. And yet they appeared like Egyptians to other people. It's a bit like us. We might appear just like the people of the world. We wear the same sort of clothes. We speak the same language. We look the same. We more or less, plus or minus, live the same kind of life as they do, whatever we're doing, day by day. But although we might look the same, there's this huge difference that we are actually the people of God, and we've got a hope of eternal life and inheriting the earth forever. So his sons did to Jacob as he had told them, because his sons carried him into the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham had bought with the field for a possession of a burying place of Ephron the Hittite near Mamre. Now Paul talks about that and he says, isn't it strange that they were promised the land forever, but Abraham didn't inherit it, neither did Isaac. They had to buy a little piece of that land on which to bury their dead. And so God keeps his promises, and therefore it means that they didn't receive the fulfillment of the promises in their lifetimes, and therefore they're going to receive the fulfillment of the promises when Jesus comes back and these men are resurrected, and then the promises will be fulfilled. Joseph returned into Egypt, he and his brothers, and all that went up with him to bury his father. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, perhaps Joseph will hate us and will punish us for all the evil we did to him. So they sent a message to Joseph, saying, your father commanded before he died, saying, you shall tell Joseph, forgive, please, now the sin of your brothers that they did to you, even though they did you evil. So please, we ask you, please forgive the sin of the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph cried when they said that to him. I think he was so sad that they hadn't really believed his grace. They hadn't really believed his forgiveness, and that they had to tell another lie. So it just shows that they were still not perfect. They were still had this tendency to tell lies and be dishonest that some people have, I think, stronger than others. And so the truth is that he had forgiven them, but they couldn't believe it. And I think that's how Jesus and God must cry for us, that they've forgiven us and they really want to save us, but we just don't seem to want to believe it. And so his brothers came and fell down before the face of Joseph, and they said, "We are your servants." And Joseph said to them, "Don't fear. Am I in the place of God? And as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive." So this is one of the greatest verses, I find, to help us make sense of bad things happening. These men meant it for evil, and Joseph recognizes that. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. So then people might have bad plans against us, but God works through that on a higher level. So you see, this is how it happened, that God saved all those people in Egypt and Canaan because, in the end, of what the brothers had done. So Joseph goes on, "Don't fear, I'll look after you and your little ones." And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Joseph lived in Egypt, he and his father's family, and Joseph lived 110 years. Ephraim's children of the third generation, the children of Machir, son of Manasseh, were born upon Joseph's knees. And Joseph said unto his brothers, "I die, but God will surely visit you and bring you up out of this land into the land which he promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." So it just shows that Joseph, like Jacob, his heart was not in Egypt, although he'd lived most of his life there. His heart was in Canaan, the land he'd left as a boy of 17, because he knew that that was the land that they were to inherit forever. And so Joseph made the Israelites promise, "God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here." So Joseph died at 110 years old, and they embalmed him and put him in a coffin in Egypt.